Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. Okay, Arisha, what would it take for you to actually sue your family?
Well, my mom hung up on me on FaceTime to answer a call from her granite guy, so I'd say that.
Yeah, I fully support you. I'm just thinking of Britney Spears and her absolute trash family. Mm-hmm. Like, it's gotten so messy, and she's probably going to have to take serious legal action against them.
Yeah, like we talked about yesterday, her little sister, Jamie Lynn, keeps talking about Britney to promote her memoir, even though she swears it's not about her.
Plus, Jamie Lynn is dropping receipts and more Britney bombshells in her latest interview, and honestly, it's just getting so messy.
Yeah, this is definitely not a fun family affair, Richies.
No, this is turning into a full-blown family feud.
Paging Steve Harvey.
He can't keep those Jamie names straight. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Thursday, January 20th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, guys, things are getting very ugly in the Spears fam.
Yeah, super ugly. And they're about to get even uglier.
Oh, man. So yesterday we talked about part one of Jamie Lynn's interview on the Spotify podcast, Call Her Daddy. She's been promoting her memoir, Things I Should Have Said. And no surprise, Britney's straight up enraged about what her little sister is saying about her. Mm-hmm. So we mentioned yesterday that Britney's lawyer, Matthew Rosengart, who I found out people call Matthew Rosengod and I love, sent a cease and desist letter to Jamie Lynn, essentially being like, just shut up, shut your mouth. You look
shut
stupid
up,
right
just
now.
Just shut up.
But Jamie Lynn and her lawyer apparently aren't taking the legal threat seriously.
Yeah. So her lawyer, Brian Friedman, issued a statement in response to the letter. So first, he mocks the letter's claim that Britney would take the high road, referencing her Instagram post saying she would have slapped Jamie Lynn and her mom across their faces. He writes, to be clear, social media posts that include cyberbullying, which caused death threats to Jamie Lynn and her family, is neither the high road nor anything that will be tolerated. He then also calls out how Jamie Lynn's children have been violently threatened. And says, we have no doubt that these new intimidating and threatening social media posts will lead to similar threats of violence.
Which, I mean, I've talked about this before. Obviously, threatening her children and her family is not cool.
Yeah, threatening anybody is not cool. Like, we don't need to resort to violence.
But it's hard to blame Britney for what her fans are saying. Mm-hmm. But also, Britney could be like, guys, don't do that. Yeah. So it's a tricky sitch.
But a lot of celebrities, I remember Lady Gaga being like, hey, calm down. Like, I don't support violence. Like, it's not the hardest thing to just say,
no,
don't be mean.
It's not. Yeah. But also, Britney's just sharing her experiences.
Right. Yes. She has every right to do that.
Yeah. Hmm. So Jamie Lynn keeps telling anyone who will listen that her memoir is her story. Mm-hmm. But like we said, Britney keeps coming up and coming up. And we get it. Britney is her sister. She's obviously been a huge part of Jamie Lynn's life. And let's be honest, the most exciting part. but it seems pretty clear that Jamie's kind of soft peddling a tell-all about Britney to cash in on her sister's fame again.
So we've been hearing this My Story and My Pain Matters thing a lot from Jamie Lynn. Mm-hmm. And in response to Britney's cease and desist letter, Jamie Lynn's lawyer said that she's a member of the Spears family. No one's arguing that.
Yeah, what?
He's also said that she's suffered through her own experiences and her own trauma that she has every right to write about.
Yes, we know.
Yes. Oh, well, here's the thing. It's like, yeah, everyone has their right to do all this. The difference is that she's cashing in on that. Why? Like, you're cashing in on your sister's name. Like, just call it what it is.
Yeah. I don't know what the point of being like, she's a member of the Spears family. Like, was he trying to hit like a certain number of characters in this letter? He's like, I got to add in one more sentence.
Well, he's like, wait, let me blame it on Daddy Spears.
That's a fair strategy.
It worked for Britney. And he's like, I got to do this, too. And everyone's like, not going to work.
Right. So Jamie Lynn obviously isn't scared of Britney's legal threats. She's going to keep telling her story. And the second part of her Call Her Daddy interview with Alex Cooper just dropped. And Jamie Lynn is continuing to talk about her big sis.
Yeah. So I didn't realize this before, but the interview was filmed at two different times.
Yeah.
And so the host, Alex, she says a lot has happened since they recorded the first part of the interview, which means they're about to unpack even more. And then she asks Jamie Lynn to read a text that she claims would completely clear her name.
She says to me, I know it's not your fault, and I'm sorry for being so angry at you. Although I'm your big sister, I need you more than you need me and always have. Which I feel like I've always needed her, but I don't understand how this can be said 1 minute and then the next minute I'm like kind of being attacked on social media.
I mean, if this text is real, she didn't show it. She read it.
Right. This is 2021. Super easy to make things up.
I can understand her confusion. But also, this was sent probably before Jamie went on a book tour.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Like, there's obviously so much going on both sides that we're never going to know about. And it's...
I know.
And I mean, this is true for any time there's conflict. Like,
I know.
They get to kind of cherry pick what she's sharing.
Yeah. And they're both doing a good job of it, I will say.
Yeah.
Like, every time one comes back, it's like, oh, okay, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, oh, wait, it's confusing.
Yeah.
I hate it. So in the interview, Jamie Lynn also reads a very lengthy text message she says she sent to Britney and Britney's now fiancé, Sam Asghari. Mm-hmm. And the message definitely seems to be an attempt to help Britney, and she does share a screenshot of it.
Yeah, so this text message was the big reveal of the second part of the interview. And it covers a few major points. Jamie Lynn even numbers them within the text message. Mm-hmm. So she first addresses the fact that her mom, Lynn, seemed to be inserting herself a lot in Britney's struggles. Jamie Lynn says she feels it was more about Lynn's relationship with her dad and not Britney's best interest. And then Jamie Lynn also suggests that Britney's then court-appointed lawyer, Sam Ingham, was totally flubbing the case, which, I mean, just Google Sam Ingham and, everyone's saying that.
Yeah, seriously.
He also made so many mistakes the last court date, which is why you were denied once again. I don't know if he did such a bad job on purpose, but it's strange that a lawyer would leave so many open holes in his petition, which made it an easy denial. He is trying to create an ongoing fight with someone who isn't trying to fight. And it's clear that your lawyer loves the attention he's getting from your public legal battle. And he goes out of his way to keep his false narrative going.
So she's not wrong here.
No, I mean, yeah. But also, she sent this in November of 2020. Like, people were already making these claims. Like, I don't think it wasn't an original thought of hers.
That's really true. Like, she keeps saying this whole thing, like, I was so young. I was so young. I was so young. It's like, you're 30 now.
Yeah. At some point, you have to take on responsibility for your choices and what you're doing.
You weren't that young for a large majority of the conservatorship.
Right. Right.
So, yeah, Jamie Lynn definitely had a lot to say in that interview. And she said she's done talking about Britney now. But somehow, I don't think we believe that. Because in the 240-page memoir, Britney is mentioned 197 times.
I mean, that's just ridiculous.
That really is. So in the book, Jamie Lynn talks about her part in Britney's conservatorship, which, of course, she claims was actually no part at all.
Yeah. So she writes, maybe I should have done more when I lived in California. But again, I was a child. Britney was the adult and she had promised me she was fine. By accepting her declaration, I enabled many of the behaviors that contributed to her downward spiral at the time. Jamie Lynn also says, if I am guilty of anything, it's of enabling the situation to continue by not speaking up earlier in her career. I often wonder if I had, would it have made any difference? And then there's stuff about Britney's incredible court testimony last June at her conservatorship hearing, where Jamie Lynn writes that Brit made sweeping allegations and allowed an onslaught of hate that she claims put her and her family at risk.
I'm sorry, but Jamie Spears, the father,
the father,
he deserves it. I'm sorry, but like those weren't sweeping allegations. Like he's trash.
The thing that just really got to me about this interview was when she talked about Hawaii, when they were both in Hawaii, and she was like, I told her to come live with me. Like, if you're not in the state for 6 months, it like voids a conservatorship, apparently. And it's like, she's in a conservatorship. I don't think you can just pack up and be like, hey, guys, I'm moving to a different state. Like, the way that she was talking is like, Jamie Lynn, are you hearing what you're saying?
She's not. She's just regurgitating. And
getting worked up.
She's also continuing her I'm not responsible for any of this campaign. Mm-hmm. And Jamie Lynn also writes about how she has done nothing but try to help her sister.
Yeah, which maybe she just defines help differently than everybody else in this world.
Yeah, I didn't see you rappelling into her house.
Yeah, now that's
to get her out of there.
A real helper.
That's everything you could do.
So in her book, Jamie Lynn says, at no point did my sister lift the veil on what or who is truly responsible for her challenges. Her references to me left me reeling. Which, what are you saying?
I know, like, Britney couldn't necessarily be super open about this, especially because she was being monitored, and she probably figured she was.
Yeah, and she does lift the veil, and then Jamie Lynn calls it sweeping allegations. So what does she want from
her? Great point.
Like, which one is it, Jamie Lynn? Jamie Lynn also says she's been trying to help Britney and protect her up until recently, when she claims Britney threw her to the proverbial media wolves.
Okay, if I thought someone was throwing me to the media wolves, I wouldn't write a book and go on a tour. I'd be like, I'm just going to lay low.
I mean, I'm saying that's a hot take, even though it's the most obvious hot take. Like, yeah, don't go on a book tour. But apparently that's not as obvious as we would think.
So not only does Jamie Lynn say she tried to help Britney, she also writes about her dad, succubus Jamie Spears, and claims he also did his best to help Britney, which I cannot believe came out of her fingertips.
Her ghostwriter's fingertips.
Yeah.
So in the book, Jamie Lynn talks about the failed gym owner's struggle with alcoholism, saying how it caused a lot of torment and sorrow for their family. But she also says that her dad committed to his sobriety in support of Britney, which is
okay. I'm sorry. Do we think that maybe Jamie Spears was like, I'm going to stop drinking because my eyes are too blurry and I can't see the surveillance footage that I've been taking of my daughter's bedroom?
I also love how he didn't commit to his sobriety when he had, you know, children living at home and created this very toxic environment for them. But OK.
Yeah.
Jamie Lynn writes, for a period of time, the conservatorship mandated that Britney be drug and alcohol tested on a regular basis. My father volunteered to do it with her in solidarity, which.
Oh, what a.
Never have I read such a load of absolute rubbish.
Yeah.
She also says the conservatorship was just a small piece of his commitment to helping her. They stayed sober together, and seeing my father put Britney's needs ahead of his own desires helped my old resentments fade.
Listen, Jamie Lynn Spears needs to fire her PR rep immediately.
I just can't believe those words came out of someone's fingertips into this book.
I know. Like, read the room.
Like,
and by room, I mean world.
Who are you kidding?
This is just crazy that she would even like
put Britney's needs ahead. Come on. Are her needs to give all of her money to people that are holding her hostage? Because I don't think that's usually somebody's need.
So, yeah, obviously things have gotten pretty bad. This is obviously a case for the FBI.
Oh, yes.
And they're on it, thankfully. But no matter what, we're obviously still Team Britney, unless she just, you know, like kills someone.
Yeah. And honestly,
we'll draw the line there.
Many Team Britney fans would be find a way to support that, I'm sure. We can get pretty wild, I'm not going to lie.
Uh-oh. You better watch out for those DMs.
Bring it on. I will be Team Britney till I die.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask, Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.